a game that looked balanced on paper, started in the worst possible way for the hosts. Within the opening 45 seconds, Harlequins were penalised, having kicked off proceedings. That allowed South Sharks a fine touch, secure line-out ball, and keeping ball in hand, passed smoothly for Sam Dugdale to score the opening points after only 2 minutes of play. George Ford missed the conversion. Another penalty and another territorial gain for Sale. A third penalty within 6 minutes saw Sale cross a whitewash for a second time. Alfie Longstaff adding 5 points, George Ford the extra two. Within 7 minutes of the game, Harlequins found themselves 12-0 down. The atmosphere was flat and even the Quins faithful could not find belief in their come on you Quins mantra. As play settled, the penalty gods turned their attention to the hosts, and after a lengthy TMO check, Chandler Cunningham South was credited with opening the scorecard for Harlequins, Marcus Smith converting. The Quins faithful again found their voice and their passion as Guido Petty ran the ball behind the post and Smith converted, kicking Harlequins into the lead for the first time this game. They extended their lead through fullback Jamie Benson and the foot of Marcus Smith. But the positive play did not last for the hosts, as knock-ons and penalties allowed George Ford to convert his own try for Sharks before the visitors retook the lead through Tom O'Flaherty after Quins had a series of missed tackles. As the game stagnated, approaching the 40-minute mark, there was a mass exodus from the seats of the stadium to the ice cream van. Half-time at Twickenham Stoop, Harlequins 21, South Sharks 24.